Remember when Election Day actually was contained within a single day? Instead, in case you've forgotten the 2000 election or weren't around for it, we got another exciting adventure of when history repeats itself, which has happened a few times when you think about it during the time President Trump has been in office. Looking at the entire picture, Joe Biden is going to wind up with more votes than any other presidential candidate or incumbent ever. Ever. More than Trump, Obama, Clinton, Reagan, yeah, you get the idea. And if you bring Congress into the discussion, with a House where the Democrats now have a single-digit majority, and there's a close split in the Senate, I believe that no matter who wound up being president, there exists a strong chance for cooperation and compromise on quite a few issues, because, well, you have to consider something. Congress on its own stands for re-elections in 2 years, and they are going to need something to run on. There won't be a presidential race with coattails to either jump on or hide under. This political population also means there are things that are not going to happen that many were quite fearful of. Well, no court packing, no Green New Deal, no at least obscene tax hikes. And considering how bad the night was for Democrats, some are saying there might be no Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer in congressional leadership when everything starts up again in January. Wall Street and the investors, they appeared happy with what they saw as the final outcome developed, and that's evidenced by how the markets, even commodities, performed. The Election Day news media coverage brought with it an important reminder about a forgotten fact from 2016. Right, don't pay attention to the polls. Media coverage brought with it another fact. MSNBC's Steve Kornacki cannot possibly be a human being. You go that long with all that analytic data pouring out of him, he's got to be an android, some sort of artificial intelligence. The ballot counting, yeah, that brought with it the expected circus, protest, conspiracies, officials trying to explain the process. Some were actually not that's all that sure about, were they? And of course we have the Sharpie conspiracy. Oh, yeah, in case you missed that one, Trump supporters were claiming that people for Trump were given Sharpies to fill out their ballots with, which the counting machines wouldn't read and the votes would get kicked out. The reality is every vote a counting machine kicks out is examined, and if it's seen as legit, gets counted manually. So fear not, the Sharpie ballots were indeed counted. President Trump's Twitter feed provided its usual amount of, well, unique entertainment. It also inspired me to create a new drinking game. With caution, just the way it works, every time Twitter flags a Trump tweet, say that three times fast, for being fake news or a violation, you take a drink. I'll just give you a fair warning because I've played this game, but keep in mind, I do have a bionic liver. Trump campaigns long expressed concerns about voting by mail and how it would create problems. Okay. Yeah, maybe they were right. I mean, after all, the process did involve the U.S. Postal Service, which during the days leading up to Election Day delayed first-class mail delivery in locations, including Pennsylvania. Well, junk mail showed up right on time. They refused to do sweeps of mail processing centers after being told to look for any stray undelivered ballots. And even the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, failed to show up to a court hearing. Got some quick history for you. The Postal Service was founded in 1775. You know who the first Postmaster General was? Benjamin Franklin. And with this election, the same Postal Service certainly tried like hell to tell the voters to go fly a kite. Those are just, by the way, what I mentioned before, some of the reasons why DeJoy and others need to be investigated, removed from their positions, even prosecuted. And if you do that, by the way, don't mail any subpoena or appearance order to DeJoy. He'll just claim he never got it. There are those who say that President Trump should have just accepted the inevitable, let it go, move on. They point to the extremely close election back in 1960, when Kennedy very narrowly beat Richard Nixon, and the people are saying, well, Richard Nixon didn't ask for any recounts. And those people are ignoring a little key piece of history. That's how the mob delivered that close election via Illinois for JFK. So Nixon didn't demand a recount because Nixon wanted to remain above room temperature. But despite all the turmoil, the confusion, conflict, everything else in the aftermath of Election Day, there's an extremely important fact that we can all take comfort in, even if you don't wind up liking the results. Our system and the process of voting worked. That's American exceptionalism. That, ladies and gentlemen, is liberty and freedom. Just a little election campaign hindsight. You might remember the caravans, the Trump caravans going around and actually stopping on major highways. Yeah, at what point does that seem like be a good idea? Let's hold a rally in the fast lane on the New Jersey State Turnpike, Garden State Parkway. Well, it turns out New Jersey officials might be pressing charges against Trump supporters who block traffic on the parkway. This was on the Sunday before Election Day. Dozens of cars decked out in Trump flags, American flags, thin blue line flags, all sorts of flags, bumper sticker signs. They stopped traffic along one of the lanes on the Garden State Parkway. And obviously created a backup in the express lanes. This also happened on the Mario Cuomo Bridge that connects Nyack, New York to Westchester County. Well, here's the curiosity about this. Did they not realize there was no way, no how, no chance that Trump was going to win New Jersey or New York? I mean, if you want to try to drag your candidate over the finish line, shouldn't you have maybe gone over into Pennsylvania and done this? Of course, it wouldn't have won you any friends if you blocked traffic either on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.